Welcome to What the Bible Says, a daily broadcast from the East Abbotville Church of Christ. Your speaker is E.R. Hall, Jr.
Good morning. Welcome to your everyday audience. We're thankful for you tuning in, and we hope that you'll listen for the duration of the program, for it is our purpose to speak only of those things found in God's holy and inspired Word. That's why, if at any time you have a question or a comment concerning something that we say on the program, we'd like to hear from you. That comment can be either positive or negative, but still, if you have any comment concerning things that we say, we would like to hear from you. Or maybe you're studying and you have a Bible question or a Bible subject on your mind and you would like for us to spend some time and study it on the program. But again, let's hear from you. We'd be willing to consider any Bible question, any Bible subject that you might suggest. You can contact me at the address given by the announcer or contact me directly by email. My address is preacher@eastalbertville.org. Tonight being 7 o'clock on Wednesday, the East Abbotville Church of Christ conducts a series of Bible classes. We have classes for all ages. We urge you to come, bring your family, bring your Bible, and anticipate studying only God's Word. If you're completely incapable of coming and have access to the internet, you can log on to eastalbertville.org/live, and you can both see and hear the Bible study being conducted in the main auditorium. So keep that in mind tonight at 7 o'clock. You know, as Christians, we have, upon many occasions, demonstrated a very caring attitude for those with special needs, whether those needs would be spiritual or physical, or even both. We often pray for each other. We reach out to be a support for those that are having spiritual struggles. And there have been times when a struggling Christian has said, "I'm having trouble trusting God, and I don't know why." I've been thinking about that, and about the fact that all of us need to depend upon God. You know, when we are struggling with a particular sin, we need to look to God, and we need to trust Him to help us overcome temptations in this area. And we're given that assurance. In 1 Corinthians 10, verse 13, "No temptation has overtaken you except such as is common to man. But God is faithful, who will not allow you to be tempted beyond what you are able, but with the temptation will also make the way of escape that you may be able to bear it." Truly, what great thoughts and comfort that is as we struggle as Christians with sin. And knowing that God will help us in escaping those temptations when we need to be more dedicated, more fervent, more zealous in our service to God, we need to trust God for that. And when sorrow visits us and we feel unbearable emotional pain, we need to look to God and trust Him to help. When we're depressed and we feel about as low as a person can feel, we need to look to God. When life's difficulties keep piling up, one heartache comes after another, we need to trust God for help. And a passage that comes to mind is Proverbs chapter 3. I want us to begin reading with verse 5 and read through verse 7. "Trust in the Lord with all your heart, and do not lean on your own understanding. In all of your ways acknowledge Him, and He will make your path straight. Do not be wise in your own eyes. Fear the Lord and turn away from evil." You see, what we've read in these verses what they're teaching us? They're saying that God wants to be of help to us. These verses are saying that God has the power to be of help to us. And these verses are telling us that we can have confidence in God as a Christian. But let us understand this. It can't be a one-sided relationship. You know, in order for us to have such confidence, our relationship with God must not, cannot be one-sided. You know, sometimes when we have trouble trusting God, it's because we are not really putting forth much effort to serve Him in a faithful way, or even to be close to Him. We aren't doing the things to help us to be close to God. We're not reading our Bibles. We're not studying God's Word. We aren't praying on a continual, regular basis. We aren't associating with Christians. And we're not worshiping God as often as we could with the saints as a part of the local church. We expect God to be there for us in case of an emergency, but otherwise, we forget about Him. You know, when it comes to our time, our money, and our energy, God is always at the bottom of the list. And what we have described is truly a one-sided relationship. It's all on God's part. And although this is not the only reason, but it is one reason why some do not trust God like they should, why some blame God whenever tragedy strikes, and it's why some begin to have doubts as to whether or not God is real. We won't trust God like we should until we have fully participated in the relationship. And when you think about it, any close relationship takes work and effort on our part, doesn't it? Well, the same holds true in our relationship with God. God is the answer. God is the answer to life's problems and life's difficulties. How true it is when Jeremiah made the statement by inspiration in Jeremiah 10 and verse 23. I know, O Lord, that a man's way is not in himself, nor is it in man who walks to direct his own steps. See, God is the answer. We must look to God for direction and for support, and not to self. And that's some of the things that we read earlier back there in Proverbs 3, when he said, do not lean on your understanding, on your own understanding. In all of your ways, acknowledge Him. Be not wise in your own eyes. But friends, those are things that are hard to do when things come upon us in life. But again, we must look to God for direction, for support, and not to self. And that's what we must understand and never lose sight of, the importance of studying, meditating upon God's Word. God's Word is the inspired of God. God's Word is the revelation of God's mind to mankind. We can know what the will of God is. Who else is better in a position to tell us how to cope with the life that we're living than God, who created us and created all things that are around us? You know, it's in Ephesians chapter 3. Notice what we read here. In verse 20, he says, now to him who's able to do exceedingly abundantly above all that we ask or think, according to the power that works in us. See, that verse assures us that God can do exceedingly abundantly beyond what we ask or think. Such amazing power. God can not only do what I ask, but He can do anything I might think of. He can not only do anything that I might think of or anything that I might ask, but He can do it much more beyond all of that. See, God can help us as Christians. He can help you and me to be the Christian that we desire to be. God can help us put our sins behind us, leave them in the past, and God can turn our sorrows into comfort. God can turn our sadness into joy. You know, probably if we could give ourselves as Christians an honest examination, we'd realize that most of us need to trust God more than we do. To any of us who can say that I have trouble trusting God and I don't know why, remember what we were told back in what we read earlier. Let's read it again. Proverbs chapter 3, beginning with verse 5 and reading through verse 7. Trust in the Lord with all of your heart, and do not lean on your own understanding. In all of your ways, acknowledge Him, and He will make your path straight. Do not be wise in your own eyes. Fear the Lord and turn away from evil. See, have confidence in God, but always do our part. Make God the focus of our life. Put forth great effort to do the things that bring us close to God and turn away from the evil things. When we're struggling with a particular sin, we need to look to God and trust Him to help us with that way of escape that He's promised us is there in every temptation that befalls us. When life's difficulties keep piling up, one heartache coming after another, we need to trust God for help. Can we truly say, in God I trust? And is it proven by the way of life that I live? Truly, it needs to be, it must be. If we're always struggling, if we're always having trouble, trusting God, and we can honestly say within ourselves we don't know why, then remember Proverbs 3, verses 5 through 7. Remember Jeremiah 10, verse 23. Remember Ephesians 3, and verse 20. And realize that this is a two-way relationship. It's not all on God. We can depend upon Him. We can trust Him, yes. But there's a part, that you must play. So it is then, when we must understand that sometimes the reason why we don't trust in God like we should, why we blame God for the tragedies that come upon us, we need to understand that we must not forget God when it comes to our time, our money, and our energy. Let God never always be at the bottom of the list. Let's put Him first and foremost. And we do that by putting His Word into our minds and put it into practice in our lives. We appreciate you listening. We hope that you'll tune in tomorrow. And it's until then that we bid you a pleasant good day. And now we return you to our announcer.
Thank you for listening to What the Bible Says, a daily broadcast from the East Albertville Church of Christ, which meets at 4777 U.S. Highway 431 in Albertville, Alabama. This broadcast airs locally on WBSA 1300 AM and Gospel 93.5 FM. Broadcast times are Monday through Saturday at 11:15 a.m. and Sunday at 8:30 a.m. We invite you to worship with us anytime. We meet on Sundays at 9:30 a.m. for a Bible study, which is followed by a worship service at 10:30. We meet again for another worship service at 5 o'clock p.m. On Wednesdays, we meet for a Bible study at 7 o'clock p.m., which is followed by a short worship service. Please visit our website at eastabbotville.org, where you will be able to listen to all of our services live. You will also have access to our vast audio library of sermons, debates, and every episode of this program. You will also find many articles on various Bible topics. There is a link to submit any Bible question you may have, and while you are there, please subscribe to our bi-monthly email bulletin. Join us again tomorrow for What the Bible Says.